ॐ शुक्लां भरधरं विष्णुं शशिवर्णं चतुर्भुजं प्रसन्नवदनं ध्यायेत् सर्वविघ्नोपशान्तये। ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। ॐ The last Nama of Lord Vishnu that we studied, Nama number 772, Ekapath. Ekapath meaning one with a single pada. Meaning this entire universe is just a small speck of his glory. So one with a single foot or manifestation. Meaning his entire manifestation is just a small speck compared to his glory. And this small speck itself is such a big thing for us. From our level, this is infinite. They are saying there are lots and lots of universe. So when he says small speck, that includes all those universes that we are talking about. Not just this universe. Whatever other universe that they have discovered and yet to discover, all that put together is just a small speck. That is all we need to understand. So, when we kind of get the picture, in that broad picture, our ego is just a small infinitesimal dot. Some time ago, somebody had sent me this picture in the WhatsApp. I think it's a video. So there is a girl lying on the ground. So the camera zooms in on her. And then slowly when it zooms out, she after some time is not even seen in pixels. So the focus, the vision, you know, all the time we are only thinking about me. Why this has happened to me? Why that has not happened to me? I don't know why I am like this. All the time, when you get this picture, in the total universe itself is nothing. In that universe, so many universes are there, in that one universe in which Asia is there, and in that Asia, India, Delhi, your road, your house, your room, your sofa on which you are sitting. And you are thinking so much about yourself. If anything happens to you, will it make any difference to the total? Nothing is known, even something happens to us. But when our focus is so much upon ourselves all the time, then we get into this kind of a worry, anxiety and all that. So, when you really understand what he is saying here, you know, this is nothing, it's not a big deal at all whatsoever. So that's what he's saying. A foot. Pada means foot. Ekapada means one foot. So the mighty glory of the Lord is so big compared to which this universe is nothing. So the whole universe is supported by one part of myself. Here's the scripture. No. Just one small part of Bhagavan is supporting. The sense, just to tell us that this is nothing. It is so insignificant. But it is so significant for us. So when you start understanding this vision that Veda is giving, whatever is happening in your life becomes so insignificant. It's not a big deal. If you remember in our classes, I talked about, horizontal view and vertical view. Remember? Anybody? What is horizontal view? What is vertical view? Huh? Does anyone remember or no?
Horizontal view is when you're seeing the wider perspective and vertical is on your
views, and you see what?
The wider perspective, which is beyond just your line of vision, not just like with what is important only to you.
Then what is vertical?
Vertical will be with blinders when you're just seeing only about yourself and nothing else about the rest of the world matters to you.
No, no. The way we have discussed is horizontal view in the sense. Now here, this class, now we have 7 of us. In this Delhi, I don't know what is the population of Delhi. Delhi has so many people. Then if you go to India, my God, it's unbelievable population. Then entire Asia, entire universe, if you say, we are not talking about the other species, just human species. In all these so many species, something happens to Shweta, is it a big thing? Something happens to Ami, is it a big thing? So this is called horizontal view, viewing from the total angle. Vertical view is, you live 100 years, let us say, and something happened when you were studying in 7th standard, you scored 2 marks less compared to your previous or compared to the other subjects, and you bring the house down. Now, at the age of 40, 50, 60, you are sitting and laughing about it, discussing with your school friends. Yeah, you remember I used to do so much of natak just for 2 marks. But that time it was a big thing. So vertical means in your entire life. Horizontal means with reference to the total universe. So when you have this horizontal and vertical view, instantly you will be able to handle the stress that comes to you. What is my stress? You know, there is this quotation, I had no shoes and complained until I met a man who had no feet. If you are stressed, nah. Anybody, right? All you need to do is simply, if you can walk out of your house and walk a little bit in Delhi roads. See how many people are dwelling on the platforms. Instantly you will get rid of your stress. You can't walk, go in your car, just go for a drive and come back. Then you say, my God, I am more blessed. But the problem is all the time I focus on just me. Mere ko aisa ho gaya, mere ko thing that thing. Huh? See, we think, yeah, what a life Sri Krishna had, yeah, fantastic life. You know, I would love to exchange my life with Sri Krishna. Not even 10 minutes you will be ready to be in his life. When you see it from his angle. So, all this, just have to step aside and see. That which is giving you stress from a totally different angle is nothing. So, the problem is in our egoistic vision. That's why I said, when you study Vishnu Sahasranama, it is like giving a bath to your mind. It is like giving bath to your mind. Mind means ego also. Included. Ego is included in it. And all of us making such a big fuss out of nothing, simply just have to understand what this Vishnu Sahasranama is saying. The moment your vision broadens, ek a path you remember. That's one small part of him is supporting his entire universe. And we are creating such a big fuss. So this is instantly your stress will be gone. I had no shoes and complained until I met a man who had no feet. So the stress and all that is simply egoistic view. Just egoistic view. Moment you get another angle, it's gone. What you are crying now, you know the entire picture, na? You will not sit and cry. See, I think I shared the story with you once in the class, but two times. Somebody was telling me this story. This happened many years ago in Chennai. A gentleman who was, the head of marketing in a particular organization. He keeps traveling a lot. So suddenly sometimes, some urgent work comes. So you cannot book your flight and go and all that. So you might have to be ready to go by bus or, car or anything. So that day he was ready and he went in the bus to Coimbatore from Tamil Nadu, from Chennai basically. Coimbatore is a place in Tamil Nadu. So from Chennai it's about, 450 or 480 kilometers. So he took the bus and he had to meet urgently the client. So he went in the bus. And he thought, he might need 3 days to complete the work. So he booked his return ticket after 3 days. But his work got over in a day. So what he thought, instead of waiting 2 days in Coimbatore and wasting time, if he just goes to the bus station and see if the tickets are available, I'll just run. He went to the bus station. And then he found one bus which was about to leave in about 10 minutes. And it was full. So when he saw the bus full, he spoke to somebody, said, if it's not so urgent for you to go back, would you mind going 2 days later in my ticket? I'll go in your not ticket. The fellow agreed it seems. And then he came in that bus. The bus met with an accident and he lost both his legs. Now you tell me, what would have been his state of mind when he got the seats exchanged? What would have been his state of mind? Follow?
I would say destiny.
No, what would have been his state of mind when he got the seat?
Oh, thank God. Very good, very good.
Thank God, very good, relieved. Now I could go back home early. What would have been the state of mind of the person who gave the seat when he heard the train, the bus met with an accident?
Oh my God. He would be so thankful.
So we don't understand the big picture. And he will not be able to understand the picture.
No, are you saying that he would be thankful or would he also be so sad that unfortunately...
He would be sad for the gentleman.
For the rest, for everybody. Sad that it happened, of course, but for his own life, so thankful and grateful he can be with his family, his children, whatever it is.
Exactly.
Otherwise, it was him going.
Exactly. So what I'm saying is, see, we don't, this story is only given, not to say that I'm lucky, I escaped and let that fellow die. I'm not talking from the angle. I am only trying to give the story to tell you. In the Bhagavad Gita, he says, Gahana Karmano Gatihi. The Gati, the path, the destiny, we don't understand of karma. We will not know. Then instead of that, we'll say, I don't want to live this life, I want to commit suicide. Huh? If you are told, if you commit suicide, you will be gone to heaven and there some big kadai is ready for you to be deep fried. Would you want to commit suicide? Or, just wait 2 minutes, 2 days, sab kuch theek hone wali, you are going to get $5 trillion. All your problems will be solved. We don't know. Why you want to know? In fact, that mystery adds a little, spice to life. So just take it in your stride. Even if you know everything, you have the capacity to digest that. So you ask, why should we not know? We know it. If you know, do you have the capacity to digest? Somebody asked Swami Chidananda, Swamiji, why is it that we don't remember our past janmas? So instead of saying that you will not be able to digest if you know everything, Swami Chinmayananda, you know, he's very sharp and he's very humorous. He thought he'll let me put this photo today. You know. So he said, "Hey, that is for your good and my good." What do you mean, Swamiji? If you come to know, supposing in your past life, and in my past life and your past life, I was the one who eloped with your wife. Will you sit in my class and listen to my classes? We will not be able to digest everything. So it is for our good. There are many things we don't remember and many things we can't predict. But yet we want to know everything. Just live your life. Unnecessarily living in the head. All of us are living in the head. Madness. This is a madness going. Just live. Why you want to live in your head? So, eka path. Just a small speck. But in this small speck, everything is under cause and effect relationship. Usme karma hai, sab kuch hai. Itna bada, itna, you know, we are talking about this universe, this thing, physiological world, psychological world, this thing. Sab kuch itna lost, and that is just a small speck. And we are making such a big human cry.
But it's like a drop in the ocean, like we say, no? It's very important.
What is it? It's a drop in the ocean, important, take care of it. But who asked you to be worried about it? That is all Vedanta is saying. Vedanta is not saying, don't care. Vedanta is saying, be concerned, but not worried. दोनों को बीच में बहुत फर्क है.
अब God has given us the mind, what to do?
God has given you the intellect also, no? Why are you seeing only mind? Namiji, you are only seeing God gave you the mind. What about your intellect? Intellect also is given, no? Huh? It's given you the intellect or not? You are only seeing one side. Huh?
That is true. Ab intellect is veiled. It needs to be cleaned.
So when we study the scriptures, you know, we broaden our vision and then that, why we want, okay, fine, yes, it is a little disturbance. It does a little bit bother me, but it should not give me stress. Stress in the sense I should not be affected. You know, another story somebody told me. A lady gave birth to a stillborn child 3-4 years ago. After that, she's got 2 kids. Happily, the family is living. But her parents have still not gotten out of the shock. Still, you know, cribbing. See, this kind of story, many things, you know, when you analyze philosophically, it's interesting. What would have been the happiness in Shah Jahan when Aurangzeb was born? If he had known, based on this fellow is going to do these things to me, better that you don't know all these things. Firstly, we do not have the capacity to digest something. See, our mind, you know, takes a particular side. The world is nothing but whole. Whole ko, you have to see it in total. So mind is very, very, what is the word?
Flippant.
Flippant, and the word I'm looking for is, and it's not coming out. It is
monkey.
You want to take the flower away from the plant, keep it in your head and then, alright, let the flower be on the plant, no? The whole, you know, this sick thing, you have to understand the whole. Everything we want according to our listening. That is why we are suffering, not because of anything else. In the total picture, do we understand? Every day the news it comes. Today the shareholders lost, people who invested in the share market lost crores of crores. Next day they say they earned 10 crores of crores. All this is a wish. No. When you see through the total, there is nothing. So, the point is, when you start reflecting on each of these nama, the ego gets a powerful kick. You would not want to commit suicide also. You will live your life. Shall I take any jobi I need? I'll take it in the strength. It should be for my good. Similarly, if something good happens also, why should I get excited? Everything is happening according to karma. So let me go on living my life happily instead of bothering. That's how you should live. Take a path. Now, all these beings are just his foot. Says Taittiriya Upanishad. Then imagine his personality. You know, when we read the cosmic form in 11th chapter, even in the Vishwasarama, in the beginning, Jnanam, he said, you know, Bhupadau Yasya Nabir Vyad Azulat. Vyad Asura Milat Surya Chandra. Chandra Surya. Bhupadau practice of it. Bhu means not just there. All the universe put together. So, head is the heaven. Feet is the earth. Meaning inconceivable, infinite. That infinite, this is just a small dot. Ab dekh bhi nahi sakte. Lekin, when you see it from your angle, it's a big problem. Thoda sa hatke, you should see it. Then you will, no problem can affect that vision. You should learn. Once you learn that, it's a fantastic life to live. Next. Samavarto nivritatma durja yodura tikramaha durlabho durgamho durgo durabhaso durariha. Samavarto nivritatma durja yodura tikramaha durlabho durgamho durgo durabhaso durariha. Samavartaha. Avartaha means to turn. Samavartaha means the efficient turners. Turning here refers to samsara. Samsarati iti samsara. That which is keep on revolving, revolving, revolving. Abhi aap dekhogi, samne joy is there. When Samne joy is there, aapke piche, sorrow is there. And it turns, the wheel turns. And when the wheel turns, Samne sorrow a jayegi, piche, joy. This is samsara. The wheel is going on turning. 2 minutes ago jumping, 2 minutes later, completely depleted. Suffering is how we are living. So, this wheel of life is efficiently turned. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jatere sainam. Going on and on this samsara. And this samsara is constantly churned by the law. And what is the law? Law is none other than the Lord, Ishvara. So, the law and the law giver are one and the same. That is Ishvara. That is Sri Narayana, Vishnu. That's all he says. The changeless axle around which all the changes are happening. So, when all these changes are happening, you can keep your focus of attention on the changeless axle, Lord Narayana, the law. There's a problem. So there are, you know, in the Bhagavad Gita also, the first chapter, and even in the 11th chapter, when Vishwarupa Darshana is shown and so many people are all being killed and all that, when he sees, everybody is stuck inside the teeth, you know. Somewhere Karna is there, somewhere Duryodhana is there, all that, when Arjuna sees, he gets scared, terrified, Arjuna. That is when he asks, make known who are you? Then he says, Kaloham, I am Kala. So, but he is seen licking. Not like the dogs and all they do, he is licking. What do you mean licking? How do you explain that licking thing? Licking means it's a satisfaction. It's talking about satisfaction. The law is functioning. Satisfaction. So from the total, if you see, the laws are functioning. Oh, corona ho gaya. From the total, some nonsense human beings will keep on doing. Huh? The nature will keep quiet or what? What is that? I'm forgetting the name of that program, that documentary in Netflix. Shweta, is that you who told me about that?
The year earth something stops or something. Hmm. About nature taking over.
The year that changed the earth or something like
that. Yeah.
It's a beautiful documentary. If you have not seen it, you should see it, all of you. You know, in somewhere from Jalandhar, they started seeing the peaks of Himalayas. That kind of a world, we have polluted it so much that people can't see anything. And it's a fascinating documentary. It talks about many things. How the human beings have taken over the land that belonged to the animals. All that it shows. How when the corona came, all the fellows set in. The animals started coming up. Breeding increased. World cannot go without it, you know. We think world is only for human beings. Try living like that. Not possible. Without the other species, you cannot live. We also serve who stand and wait. Says the year earth changed its use. Thanks, Shweta. So, when John Milton says, they also serve who stand and wait. They also serve who stand and wait me. You see some, okay, forget tree and all. Just see the hair inside your nose. You think it's useless there. It is preventing the dust from going inside into your lungs. There is some purpose. We don't understand. Yes, sometimes, you know, certain things we might have to do, but we got to understand that we are as human beings. Not everything. But see what we do. All kinds of atrocities we are only doing. The animals are not doing it, birds are not doing it. Plants are not doing it, only human beings. So the law, samavartaha, the law and the lawgiver is Sri Narayana. As per the law, the world revolves. That's what he means. Nivrittatma. Having understood all this, what happens is your mind turns away from the sense indulgence. So life is not just for indulging in the senses. While I need to take care of my sense appetite, it is not for indulgence. Taking care of my sense appetite, I need to start focusing on the goal of life. And therefore, the importance is attached to the goal of life, not to the same intelligence. For some people, life is just khao piyo maja karo. Whole life is just to indulge, indulge, indulge. So, he says, nivrittatma, one whose mind is turned away from all sense indulgences. You know, the Mundaka Upanishad, the famous two birds simile is talked about. It talks about two birds from the branch of a tree. One bird is eating the fruit and the other bird is watching it. The bird that is watching it is Paramatma. The bird that is eating is the Jivatma. The bird that is eating the fruit, the Jivatma. So all the karma phalam, they are eating. And Paramatma is just watching. So when you understand the previous nama, Samavarta, you do not want to get involved in the changes. You will stand apart. You will become a Nivrittatma. One whose mind is turned away from all the sense indulgences. And that self, which is the changeless entity, he says, is Durjayaha. Not easily conquered, invincible. Dusron ko jai se pehle khud ko jai kar. Very, very difficult. Khud ko jai karna. Dusron ko jai karna, bahut easy. Itself is difficult for us. But it is relatively very easy. So he says, Durjayaha. One who cannot be conquered by anybody else. Meaning it cannot be conquered as long as you have the ego. So egoistically, if you say, I will attain self-realization, I will understand the scriptures, I can attain self-realization, you will not. Instead, if you dissolve the ego and say, Bhagavan, I surrender to you, he hugs you and makes you become one with him. So when you know the technique, it's easy. When you don't know the technique, it's very difficult. You know, a few years ago when I went to Durban, first time I saw live surfing. So many people go to that beach over there and they surf. When small kids, they're learning and surfing. Beautiful sight to watch. When you see them, they're not fighting with the waves. You fight with the waves, you will lose. You know, when the waves are coming, they're looking for the big wave to ride over it and come. So they're taking the surfing boat with them and then going into the ocean, walking a little bit more and more. And as the waves are coming, they just go in and come out. Go in and come out. They are fighting with it. And then when they see that huge wave, they turn and then ride over that wave. That is all you are supposed to do. So when I was watching that surfing thing, Bhagavad Gita is going on within me. Sure, I've been doing this Bhagavad Gita for 30 years now. So that is what is going on in my background. See, this is the problem, you know. Even if I am watching a movie and there is a love song coming, my mind looks at it from the love between Jivatma and Paramatma. It absolutely fits in perfectly well when you see it there. It's all there in your head, how you see it. So I was watching it like that there. They are not fighting with the waves at all. So beautifully they go there and a big wave comes, they ride over it and come. That's all they are supposed to do. Durjaya. When you say Durjaya, invincible, not possible. Chod do yaar. And I bola tha, waste of time. Already wasted 11 years with this fellow. Chod ke, jao, enjoy karo life. No. Durjaya means the way you are doing is Durjaya. All that time we are fighting, fighting, fighting. That's why there is friction. What we are doing is conquering them. Dominating. Using the science to dominate the world. The more and more science we understood and we brought more and more technology and this and that. What are we trying to do? the name of making the world a better place to live, we are destroying it. Everywhere it is like this. Using the science, you will go deep into the earth, bring out the coal, burn the coal, produce vehicles. Simply you cannot sit in one place, keep going around here and there. All nonsense. Durjaya, invincible. So what we are trying to do is we are fighting. Instead of fighting, you take the other bhav. Then Bhagavan himself hugs you and takes you within. So it's easy for the person who knows that. When you say, I can do it, I can achieve it, then you finish. Durjayaha. Duratikramaha. Duratikramaha means one who is difficult to be disobeyed. You try disobeying the law. Who will be at loss when you disobey the law? Only you will be at loss. Is it going to be anything, any loss to the law? There is no loss to the law. You better obey the law. If you don't obey the law, you will be finished. And all of us are disobeying the law, therefore we are facing the karma. Repercussions. So that is why he says duratik kramaha. So no object or being dare to oppose the law of life. If you try to oppose the law of life, you'll be finished. Understand? He says, the Rishi in the Kathopanishad says, through fear of him the fire burns. Through fear of him shines the sun. Through fear of him functions Indra, Vayu, Lord of wind, Vayu, etc. Death, Yama, everybody is functioning out of fear of the Lord. And we human beings who don't understand, we go about doing this and it destroys us. When we face the repercussions, we don't understand that we caused it. Then we say, you are saying there is Bhagavan. If Bhagavan is there, why this is happened? Hare, this happened because Bhagavan is there. So, duratik kramaha. Also, apikramaha means going beyond. Going beyond means what? A state beyond which no one can go. That's what this whole meaning is. Duratik kramaha. There is nothing else beyond which anybody to go. Then durlabaha. Durjayaha, duratik kramaha, durlabaha. One who is obtained with consummate effort. It's not very easy to attain him. He will not relent till you give your ego as Guru Dakshina. I don't know whether you are understanding what I am saying. The Guru Dakshina he wants is your ego. But many of us, what we do is, if the Guru himself is, himself or herself, is playing the game as per our terms and condition, we'll be with that Guru. When the Guru seems to have crossed over the terms and condition that we have put, he said bye-bye to the Guru. Think about it.
Can we put condition on a Guru? I don't understand.
Put condition means in your mind. As long as the Guru is fulfilling all your terms and conditions of a great Guru, then you will be devoted to the Guru. way he doesn't fit into your terms of conditions. You will say, what kind of a guru is this guy, this lady? You know, we have that kind of a mindset. So, you need to think about it. The most difficult thing is to give up your ego. But we'll keep our ego. Jesus Christ says, empty thyself, I shall fill thee. But we said, thodasa, I want to keep myself. To that extent, it will be spoiled. See, there is a story in the Mahabharata. Finally, the war is won only when Duryodhana is killed. Duryodhana gets highly agitated after Karna is dead. He goes inside a river. Deep inside the river, he goes and starts meditating. Don't ask me how that is possible. Must have been an expert swimmer, I don't know that. He goes inside and meditates for a long time. When they come to know that this fellow is inside, brought out to fight with Bhima. The duel between Bhima and Duryodhana. Only when Duryodhana is defeated, the war is won. So Duryodhana's mother, now Gandhari, she had closed her eyes all her life with a cloth because her husband was blind. And she was following Dharma, therefore she was having tremendous power of us. So she decided to translate the power to, transfer the power to Duryodhana. So she told Duryodhana, because Duryodhana is very good in mace fight, very dexterous, but Bhima is just sheer power and strength. And Duryodhana is the favorite disciple of Balarama. And the duel between Duryodhana and Bhima, very difficult to beat Duryodhana in mace fight. So his mother told, you have to come completely naked. So then when I see you from head to toe, the power will be preventing you from death. Save you from death. The body will become like Vajra. What the story says. The fellow is going naked at the time Sri Krishna comes and taunts him. What you are doing, man? Going like this? He put you in front of your mother? Like that he taunts him. So he covers his body, his thighs and all, he covers and goes. When the mother opens, she says, what have you done? And that's exactly what happens. You know, Sri Krishna kind of indirectly indicates to Bhima to strike Duryodhana on his thighs. When he strikes him on his thighs, slowly, slowly he is able to defeat him and kill him. Even if little, I'm comparing the story compared to the point we are discussing. Even if little bit of ego if you hold, that is enough. We hold so much of ego. That's why I said, even when you go to Guru, you will have your terms and conditions. Hey, this Guru is, wearing designer wear. No, Guru means designer wear neither. You should not wear designer wear. At least that I can understand. Guru means some people say tapal also you should not wear. Hey, what is your problem? All your sadistic desires you want to fulfill with somebody else? So, we are seeing like that. Everything. Till you keep it aside and become a childlike. Only children are allowed to enter into the heaven. You have to become a child again. Child has no ego. Are we ready to give up our ego? So how can I give up my ego? Yeah? Let's Mr. X, be calm. Just be calm. That's what Vishnu Sahasranama is saying. Big deal, if you are running some five industry, the whole world is saying it's just a small speck. And if you are running some 5,000 industries, does it mean that you are something big? Chup chap ho jaye, if you read all these things. So that Durlabaha, when he says, very one who is obtained with consummate effort. So you got to put in that effort. But understand that in spite of your effort, if the divinity decides and opens the gate, you can enter. So you will be humble. You know, when the Swayamvar is going on and everybody is going and trying to break that vow to marry Sita, Ram is just sitting down. Then his guru looks at him and says, now you go, then he goes. We have to learn all this. You know, when we bring up our kids or grandchildren, you must introduce children to the stories of Ramayana and Mahabharata. Then what happens when the child is born? Only the physical brain is born. It needs to still grow. It is not strengthened fully. It takes about 2 years for the brain to strengthen. So till such time, the child needs to sleep a lot. Are two things only important. Apart from food, of course. Apart from food, two things extremely important for kids. What is that? Anybody? Small kids. Sleep and then play. Let them sleep. And then when they come to 5-6 years old, the mind starts developing now. The neuronal connection starts happening in your brain. And that's the time you need to introduce these values through the stories and everything, and also by you living those values in your life, setting an example, introduce those values into the kids. Then when they are around 10, 11, then the intellect starts asking questions, you introduce them to the scriptures. And then when they strengthen the intellect, they will be able to understand the values and then practice. And even in between, if their hormones win, and they go a little astray, the values that they studied through this Ramayana and Mahabharata will bring them back. That is how it should be done. So, Durlabha, I was talking about that story where Lord Rama is waiting patiently. So you need to put in effort, but with the right attitude. After so many years of janmas, you've got this human body. So they say, even to get this human body is Durlabha. Durlabha means very difficult. But what are we doing with this human body? Yes. Throwing it away in nonsense. See, the nonsense and all should be like a pickle in the meal. Nonsense itself cannot be a meal. That's all Vedanta is saying. Oh, these fellows are nothing better to use. These kind of words, they use nonsense. Nonsense means let it be a pickle in your life. Na? But why are you making the pickle a meal? And the meal a pickle? What we are doing, the whole thing is reverse. Very difficult to get even human embodiment. You got it, you got to be lucky. You must have done some good karma, that's why you got this human body. And after having got this human body, you must have done much better karma for you to be able to hear, smell, taste, touch, see. That is another big thing, huh? What a great thing it is. So, having got the human embodiment, the next stage is to grow to the level of Godhead. And it is Durlabham. But it is not Durlabham. If you go through Shastra Dwara, Guru Dwara, if you go through Guru Dwara, if you go through Shastra Dwara, it becomes easy. So, he says, if you gain this knowledge, you know, slowly, slowly you can evolve and attain that state. But it's very difficult. You need to put in the effort. So what seems to be difficult becomes easy with Guru Kripa, with the grace of the Lord. The most difficult thing becomes easy with the grace of the Lord. Durlabha, Durgamaha. One who is realized with great difficulty. Durlabha means obtained. Durgamaha means realized. Purposely using this word to tell us is not something that you need to obtain, you need to understand. When will that happen? When you get rid of the ego. But we will not step aside. No? When the ego steps aside, only he can reveal. But you are keeping the ego solid in front of you, not stepping aside, so he will never reveal. Durga. Durga means not easy to storm into. He is covered by a lot of fortress. What are the fortress with which he is covered? The self? Anybody? What are the fortresses that is covering the self?
Ego.
What are the panchakoshas that we studied in the scriptures? Panchakosha.
Rag.
Huh? Annamaya kosha, food sheath. Pranamaya kosha, vital air sheath. Manomaya kosha, mind sheath. Vijnanamaya kosha, intellectual sheath. Anandamaya kosha, vasana sheath, bliss sheath. Then, Atman. So many of these senses are there, mind is there, intellect is there. It has its own attractions, has its own appetite. Sabko cross karke, cross karke, cross karke, after that is self pakadna. Bahut mushkil hai. You are not even able to get over the temptations of the senses. You get over the temptations of the senses and somehow go into the inside layers. The temptations at the mind level is far subtler, far superior. And when you go over the temptation at the intellectual level, it's even more superior. Much more difficult to get rid of that. Not easy. Very difficult. Therefore, what happens is we fall for some temptation or the other, either at the sense level or at the mind level or at the intellect level, and come to spiritual life, you start enjoying certain joys of life when you are spiritual, then you get involved there. Then all you want to do is just be dharmic. But that also should not become an obstacle. Remember, in my classes, I keep on saying, you need to be grateful. No. You get this knowledge from the guru. You went to a school. There are so many schools. But you went to a particular school. And you gained the knowledge from the particular teachers, the particular school. So you should be grateful to that school. You should be grateful to those teachers. That doesn't mean you don't have any thing to the other schools. But you first, your teachers, your school, be grateful to them. But that doesn't mean you have to allow the gratitude to be a stumbling block. It's important to have gratitude, but not to allow the gratitude to be a stumbling block. That's another big problem. So, in spiritual field, when you come, when you are a giver, when you are a sacrificer, when you do bhakti, then there is some kind of a joy you get. But you get involved in that, then from there you don't get transformed to the next stage. Therefore, you cannot afford to be, you know, involved there also. That is the point we need to understand. You cannot afford to be involved. So, Durga, very difficult, very, very difficult. Isavasya Upanishad says, those who are involved in the world are in darkness. But those who are involved in spirituality, they are in blinding darkness. Those who are involved in the world in darkness. Those who are involved in spirituality, they are in blinding darkness. Very big problem. Andam tamap pravishanti ye vidyam upasati. Just keep going to different lokas and coming back. What a waste of time. So shastras are praising only the human embodiment. You don't have to aspire to get the deva's embodiment. Because deva's embodiment is also not ultimate. Why from human embodiment you want to go to deva's embodiment? Bhagavad Gita very clearly says, none of the sages, none of the devas, nobody knew me in the sense. So then why you want to become a deva? All that we are interested is to become deva here. The Lord here, and then after having conquered here, then you want to go and rule something else. This is the problem. Mind is constantly, you acquired enough in this place, then you want to think of acquiring something else outside. Our whole focus is outside. When that is not changing, very difficult to attain the Durga. Very difficult to cross over the Maya. Enchantments. Somewhere we buckle. The most biggest problem is spirituality. You come and get involved in spirituality. You know, the Isavasya Upanishad talks about karma yoga and upasana. If karma should be done as yoga, upasana should be done as yoga, then you will get Chitta Shuddhi and Chitta Ekagrata. But if you do karma as an entity itself, you will get a lot of punya and that will take you to heaven. But heaven is not a permanent abode. So what happens after your stay in heaven, you will come back. Similarly, when you get involved in upasana, upasana means manasa vyapara. What is that? Mental identification with the form of the Lord, Ishta Devata. So when you are involved in the form of a Lord and start doing meditation, since your efforts are at the mind level, you will get even bigger lokas. So there are certain upasanas, I believe. What it will do is, you will develop the phalam, which is, after the death, you will be in laya. You will not be born again. But that's not self-realization. You will be in laya till the Brahmaji's 100 years finishes, then there is a big deluge in which everything is goes into unmanifestation. And then when the new Brahmaji comes, the new thing emerges, till then you will be in that state. Only after that you will manifest. It is like somebody telling you, Baba, the next 70 years no problem may come. You are already 10 years old. Then 80 ke baad, all kinds of problems you face. You are only postponing. So not to get involved in karma and upasana, but do that as yoga and do it samuchaya, do together. Then you get chitta shuddhi, chitta ekagrata. Chitta shuddhi and chitta ekagrata, you get jnana yogyata. With jnana yogyata, you can acquire the jnanam and then come to jnanam, meditation, and so jnanam and realization. So, very difficult. People aspire for punya. So the next nama exists is punya. Lord is the biggest punya. Is the punya of all punyas. Well, if you gain punya, you go to heaven and come back. You should not worry about that, those punyas. What else can be most holy than the Lord himself? Punya means holy. What else can be more holy than Lord? Most holy is Lord himself. Instead of being, thinking about merging with the Lord and trying to go to different experiences, lokas, the world, useless. Punya. Instead of that, don't aspire for punyas. You should not be a spiritual practitioner, be aspiring for punya. You should stand in between, neither gain punya nor pap. Don't do selfish and gain pap. Don't do unselfish actions and gain punya. Just do what you have to do. Then punya kirtihi, a holy fame. He is the most holy person. Holy in the sense. When do you become unholy? When the desire mixes. When there are no desires, that state, absolute state is Brahman, Lord Vishnu. So it's the most holy. Most glorious form. And when you start focusing and start functioning at the body level, mind level, intellect level, as you are glorifying him at all these three levels, slowly, slowly you will drop the vasanas and you will become him, by which you will also become the holy one. Punya kirtihi. You will also become more and more glorious. That's the point we need to understand. The more we go to the divinity, the more divine we become. The more we go to the, material things, the more unholy we become. The problem. So, punya kirti. You become famous. Anamaya. Oh, sorry, this punya kirti anamaya is not the next one. Sorry. After Durga, there is something wrong in this book that I am following. The next one is Duravasaha. Durga and then Duravasaha. not easy to lodge within the heart, not easy to lodge within the heart steadily for even great seekers who are diligent in their consistent pursuit. What he is trying to say is, very difficult to make him reside within us. 1 hour, 15 minutes we are studying this. Immediately after the class, we'll forget him. To keep him in your heart for long is very difficult. But to keep the diamond and gold in your heart, not very difficult. But to keep the Lord is difficult. That's what he's saying, Guravasava. Even yogis are struggling to keep him in themselves during meditation. What are our chances? We need to do tapas for us to be reminded of God 24/7. We don't need training to remind ourselves of the material world. By default, the mind will remember it. But by default, mind will not remember the Lord 24/7. By practice, by constant practice, it will remember 24/7. Durariha. Next. One who is the slayer of the devilish asuras. So when he says Duravasaha, very difficult to keep him. Don't bother. You struggle. Try to keep him as much as you can. Even if you keep him for some time, to that extent he will destroy the asuras. Asuras means the negative tendencies. All the negativities will leave you. The asuric tendencies, the negative tendencies will leave you. Even if you are a little bit unrighteous, but if you try to invoke Lord in your life, slowly, slowly, you know, out of compassion, he destroys the devilishness in us. You say, Bhagavan, I'm struggling to get over this habit of mine. You know? And you continue thinking of the Lord. He will slowly, slowly increase the awareness within you so that through the awareness, you destroy the negativity. So, Durariha. That's the Nama with which we can conclude today. His Nama is what? 781, right? Yeah, 781. Durariha. Om Purnamadha Purnamidham Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Om Kayena Vacha Manasendriyaiva Udyatmanava Prakriteswabhava Karomi Adyat Sakalam Parasmahi Narayanayeti Samarpayami. Hari Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Om Guru.